Lasting Media.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I'm JP.
I'm JD.
And I'm D-Rock.
And you're listening to the only whiskey podcast dedicated to blind tastings under 50 bucks.
We go past the labels and beyond the marketing to vote on our favorite pours without bias or breaking the bank.
Welcome to the Blue Collar Bourbon Show.
Hello.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
I guess you're taking the intro.
I guess so. We were just looking around like, who's doing this?
Oh, Mean Man left the door wide open.
I didn't know we were like waiting for the door. I didn't know.
This is like a real professional gig today.
Wow. We're just off our game.
Just raising a barn over there.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Raising chickens.
Jeez.
All right. Now, studio doors closed. We
doors
can go.
Doors closed. Okay. You may resume.
Now we can talk amongst ourselves.
And action.
Yeah. JD, you had something?
Hey, quick shout out, man. So Mean Man and Beer Boy.
Okay.
They have put together a brand new podcast on Lasting Media. I thought I'd give it a quick shout out off the top, man.
Oh, all right.
Oh, so, cool.
Let's do that.
I certainly appreciate that. I'll speak on Beer Boy's behalf.
Where is Beer Boy?
He's around here somewhere.
All right.
Probably doing the work that I don't want to do right now.
That's fair.
Yeah. So, new podcast is Transatlantic Times.
Okay.
What is it?
It is a weekly news podcast. We thought we'd branch into the news sector of podcasting, but do it in a slightly different way. So everything is framed in 1930s radio environment.
So are you doing old stories, new stories?
This is all current news.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But done in a particular voice.
In a transatlantic style.
You mind giving us an example of this transatlantic style?
Can you give
style?
Us a story? Like,
I think it would be better suited if I just quick punch a line from an episode.
Oh, that's not any fun.
Yeah, that's not fun. We want you on the spot.
No, but see, you get the microphone effect, the everything.
Well, that's
you
true.
Need it all. So I'll punch you a quick snippet here of Transatlantic Times.
Okay, do it.
We haven't even talked about the California wildfires, which wiped out millions of acres and displaced hundreds of thousands of residents.
Okay, enough about August. How about September?
You want me to talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death?
No, October.
Eddie Van Halen's death?
No, do November.
Riots in Portland?
No, Joseph, no. Fuck it all. This year has been miserable. I don't want to talk about it anymore. No more. None of it.
Righto, Benjamin.
Well, that just about does it then for us today at the Transatlantic Times. I'm going to go polish off a fifth of Jack Daniels to forget about it all. Hopefully next year, God will do us all a big favor and finish the job. And please, do remember as always, at the Transatlantic Times, it's out with the old and in with the news.
Oh, that was awesome.
That's talent.
It's really something. It's really going places. So, you know, hit that subscribe button and tune into Transatlantic Times every week for the latest absurd news.
Okay. Hmm. It is pretty funny. Like,
we have a good time with it, and it's really fun saying terrible things in in the 1930s accent. It's very fun.
All right.
It's funny, like around in the office, you know it's Thursday when you hear people talking really loudly and shrilly in a 1920s accent.
Yep.
Today on the Transatlantic... Oh, it's Thursday because episode comes out Friday, so...
The most fun thing is when everyone's just getting news articles compiled all week and like our office chat channel is just filled with the most outrageous news stories people can find.
Now hold on, let's park there.
Yeah,
because it's kind of a collective. We're all like the transatlantic newsroom, I guess.
Yeah,
right.
So let's take a peek through some of the stories.
Oh boy,
that may or may not have made it.
I would love to. I have a personal favorite.
Okay, what's that?
It is A man builds a guitar out of his dead uncle's skeleton.
That was a good one.
Uses it to play black metal.
That was a good one. It's nice. Actually really cool looking, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's
disturbing, but very cool.
Cool is the word you use?
Disturbing, but very cool looking.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
I mean, he just attached a guitar neck to his uncle's skeleton and played it.
Something like that just demands respect.
Truly. The story was enthralling because his uncle was, he like died in Greece, and apparently there's a big problem in Greece where they don't have enough graves. Or like, if you do have a family grave, you have to pay rent on it.
Oh, yeah, it's like a thing. Yeah.
Because there's just not enough land for everyone. I think he, like, inherited the rent or something, and he was like,
How do I get rid of this?
What do I do with my uncle? Do I come bury him here? Do I cremate him? What do I do? And he was like, well, my uncle got me into metal, so.
So the natural thing is you build a guitar out of him.
Right. Yeah.
See, that's the kind of story that will get buried on other podcasts.
Oh, man.
No bones about it.
Nope.
JD, did you have a favorite?
Yeah. One that wasn't cool was this guy that goes by the name Sexy Vegan.
Okay.
He was arrested on suspicion of having sex with his pet rabbit.
Oh, my God.
And yeah. He was on Dr. Phil. He shaved off his eyebrows and tattooed blue eyebrows, and I think he also tattooed Sexy Vegan on his forehead. But
that's a class act right there.
Yeah, that's not even Florida Man, by the way.
Oh, that's okay. I just assumed that was Florida.
That's America, man.
So do they hop on that story?
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah.
He hopped on it.
Yeah. Dude.
Just by a hair.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we got some great stories. And those are the rejects, the crazy thing.
Those are the ones that didn't make it.
That's the good stuff.
All right, so cool. Yeah, we're excited about it. It's fun. So you guys go check out Transatlantic Times. Let us know what you think.
Danny says that he thinks BCB Patreon supporters should be able to submit articles.
Yeah, please.
I open that. Yeah.
Yep. Start the channel. Let's do it.
Open the floor to that.
Jerry, Florida men don't mess with rabbits, only gators.
Fair enough. And meth.
Yeah, and meth.
And bath salts.
Well, and sometimes at the same time.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gators and meth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes the gators are on meth.
Right, that, yeah.
Meth gators.
Oh, the meth gators, yes.
No, we have the meth. Tennessee has a meth gator, right? Okay. Is that the thing?
They came up here somehow. I don't remember what the story was.
That's like how a really bad movie starts.
That's how Sharknado got made.
Yeah, right?
Or Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Oh, Thanksgiving. Man, don't look that up. Actually, do. It's good for once.
Yeah,
it's good for one view. Yeah.
Whew.
All right. JP, you said you had something?
Yeah, I want to touch on something that happened on our show. I just need to clarify myself.
Oh.
We had an episode come out just a little while ago, the shootout, the Dickel shootout.
Yeah.
Where I was very passionate about not spending $250 on a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
However, we had a episode just before that come out where I blinded you guys on the Tamworth Distillery Venison Flavored,
mm-hmm.
which is a $65 200 milliliter bottle. And if you do the math, that's a $195 bottle, which I said on the show I would buy because it's a novelty.
Yeah.
Somebody's busting your balls.
No, no one is, but I'm expecting it. That's why I'm...
Oh, preemptive.
I'm being preemptive about this because I know it's coming. Someone's going to figure this out and someone's going to listen to both and be like, but he just... There's a massive difference there, in my opinion. My point was I will spend $65 on the 200 milliliter bottle. I will not spend $195 on a full bottle of that stuff if they even made it. They don't make it, but if they did, that's my point.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
It was worth $65... as a novelty, that's it.
Okay.
Done. Made my peace.
Well, but if we're going off novelty alone, $65 is easier spend than
right, which
novelty,
was my point.
$250.
Which is my point.
Yeah.
I wouldn't spend $195 on a $750 of venison-flavored whiskey.
Okay.
In fact, if anybody was going to bust my balls about it, I figured it would have been D-Rock already, but it hasn't happened, so.
No, I wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah, right.
What if it was the deer you shot and killed?
Nope.
Okay, the context. That,
yeah,
that's great.
Context guy.
Okay, I like
if
that.
You went out, and we are all
if
hunting,
you kill the
and you kill the biggest buck in the land.
Nope.
And you could turn that into your own whiskey.
No, I'd take enough meat to set aside to make the 200 milliliter bottle.
All right.
But the rest of the meat I'm going to keep and eat.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Done. Just wanted to make my point.
Rant over. Okay. Well, you got the keys to the car today, so.
Yeah, I brought.
Oh, boy.
Oh, don't say it like that. You don't know. I'm a wild card. It could be, like, all great stuff today.
I'm going to do our usual. What do you think?
You just don't know.
What do you think we have?
Yeah, what do you think it's going to be?
Probably tries. Just tries.
All tries?
Just tries, yeah.
Okay.
And then Choose Your Cheers is going to be trash.
Oh, you think I'm... Okay. I'm no. trash and Choose Your Cheers.
No.
What do you think?
I'll go with two tries and a solid Choose Your Cheers.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does solid mean? Solid try? A buy?
A buy, yeah.
Oh, you think it's going to be a buy? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay. Two tries and a buy from D-Rock.
Okay.
All right. Shall we?
What do you think?
I honestly don't know. I haven't had...
Okay. Thought I'd catch him in one.
I have had A, but I have not had B, and I have not had Choose Your Cheers.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
On to A.
Let's do A.
A.
It's light.
It's light.
Doesn't smell bad.
It's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Caramel. Little yeah. cinnamon spice.
Kind of mediocre standard.
Yeah.
All right.
But it could be a price performer. So.
Could be.
We love price performers.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Kind of flat, taste-wise.
Yeah, a little bit. I can see that.
Mm-hmm. It gets a little better as it sits, but that initial taste is there's nothing there.
Do you think this is a rye? Getting a, like a pronounced spice, maybe a little citrus?
Yeah, I get the spice at the end.
JP, do you have tasting notes?
It offers a sweet apple on the nose.
Okay.
With hints of caramel and sweet char.
Mm-hmm.
The palate offers a balance of maple, oak, and cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
The finish has a touch of zest and
smoke.
That's
the orange thing, man. Yeah.
Zest and smoke that's accentuated by a Maduro wrapper sweetness.
Sure.
Okay. So those are pretty spot on.
I think those are spot on, yeah.
Okay.
I enjoy it.
Are we over or under?
You're under.
Oh.
You're under in some areas of the country. You're right at others. It just depends where we are.
Yeah, sign me up for that. Bye.
So we already destroyed JD's predictions.
Yep.
And yours, D-Rock, because you thought these were going to be tries. Well, for you personally, I guess that could be different.
Yeah.
I'm at a buy on this.
I'm buying this.
I think I'm going to buy too.
For the price point.
Yeah, for the price point.
It's nothing complicated.
Yeah.
You don't have to think about it. Just sip on it and hang out.
But it's not flat either. It leaves, like, there's a little bit of oomph there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the back end, there's a move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The front end, a little flat.
Okay. Buys all around. Look at that.
Wow. What just happened?
I know.
All right.
I wanted to guess.
This is mid-80 proof?
No.
90 proof?
No.
100 proof?
Nope.
80?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I guess it's that spice that's trying to make me think it's something higher.
Is it a major?
It is.
Oh. Kentucky.
It is.
Oh. Heaven Hill.
No.
Oh. It's on a roll.
This is a bourbon.
It is.
Straight bourbon.
Yeah.
Hmm. Buffalo Trace?
Yep.
All right. You have the mash bill?
I couldn't find the mash bill.
Okay.
You may have to do some research afterwards.
Probably not.
See if you can find it. But if it's Buffalo Trace, then...
It's either one, two, or...
Yeah. No. I don't know exactly which one it is.
Is it the High Rye mash bill?
I can guess which one it is. I'm going to guess... That it's Mashbill 1.
Okay. What's the price?
$20 to $25, depending on where you are in the country. But it's $20 to $25 bucks for a 750.
Mashbill 1.
Do you think he is setting the benchmark, or do you think he's making an Ancient Age?
We've already done Ancient Age on the show.
There's more than one Ancient Age.
That's true.
Yeah, I was thinking Ancient Age. It could be bench... Nah.
There's a lot of benchmarks out there.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Ancient Age. I'm probably going to be wrong, but that's what it reminds me of.
You guys didn't ask me how old it was.
How old is it?
6 years old.
Okay.
It's not a blend with 6-year-old barrels.
Mm-mm.
This is aged
exclusively
for 6 years.
Six-year-old bourbon.
Okay, so the plot thickens.
I mean, it's not a single barrel. So, like, you know, it's a blend of 6-year-old bourbons, I'm sure, like barrels.
But it's not like... 2 year mixed with a 6 year.
No. It's stated as a 6-year-old bourbon.
Well,
you make your pick. I'll make my pick.
Yeah, I got to go benchmark.
Yeah, I'm benchmark.
All right.
Just regular benchmark or one of the...
I think it's got to be regular.
Okay.
For an 80 proof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going benchmark.
Coming in at 20 bucks, 25, depending where you are. 80 proof. 6 years old. Old Taylor.
Oh, Taylor.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Our buddy Sammy in our Patreon group.
Nice.
He sent this to me. Well, he sent it to us, and I've just been stashing it
okay.
to use at a later date. So
I've got an old dusty of this at the house. So
do you?
We should bring
which,
it in.
What, do you know what year it's from? I mean, old.
Probably
old.
Late 70s, early 80s.
So that's Beam.
Okay.
Jim Beam owned it back then.
Yeah.
Sold it to Sazerac in 2009.
Interesting.
Yeah, found that out. But this is obviously new enough to be Buffalo Trace product, so.
Yeah, this is great, man.
Yeah.
So what was the reason Sammy sent this?
He didn't know if we'd had it before, mm-hmm. and it's getting harder and harder to find.
Yeah.
So he had a bottle. Apparently he can find it pretty easily. Speaking of, Sammy's like, I had no idea it was 6 years old. So he just wanted to, you know
yeah.
Sammy. He just
yeah.
nice guy.
Good
he just
Sammy.
Wants to send us some good bourbon. So
what was the price on this one?
I honestly don't know. This is a 1.75,
yeah.
but I don't, a 750 goes for 20 or 25, but I don't know what this goes for.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. yeah. Hats off, man. This stuff's
yeah,
great.
Definitely.
Sammy, if you want to tell us how much you paid for it, go for it.
Yeah, Sammy.
All right.
All right. So.
It was a buy. Old Taylor.
So far, so good.
Okay. Shall we?
On to B.
B.
On to B.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
B.
Almost identical in color.
It is.
Yeah, light copper color.
This I have not had, so I don't know.
And less of a nose.
Yeah, way less of a nose.
Ooh.
There's a, what is that? You remember the,
Here we go. Get ready. Get ready.
Yep.
Buckle in.
You remember the wax teeth that you used to get at Halloween?
Wax teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it smells like.
You've got the most expressive polymers I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, it was like $18.99.
I will take that as a compliment.
It is. A total compliment. Yeah.
He bought the 1.75 for
$18.99.
Okay.
Wow. I'm in. No brainer.
Okay. Yeah. It's gone up in price apparently since then. Yeah. It's the wax teeth, dude.
Yeah, little waxy. Okay, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
But yeah, not much going on the nose.
No. All right.
Cheers.
I get more barrel out of B than I do A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or than we did in A.
Certainly more char.
Slightly higher proof, maybe?
I was going to say, look, it's about the same.
Yeah, you think?
Man.
Okay.
I don't get the spice that I got with A, because A had a little bit of that spice kind of across the middle of your tongue. This one I do not get, which might just be a rye.
I don't mind it. It's not going to blow your socks off.
No.
It's not complicated. It's not complex. It's not
Mm-mm.
crazy good, but I don't mind it.
Do you have tasting notes on this?
Nose. The initial notable aroma is banana.
Hmm. Well.
And then takes me into territories of notes of wet corn. I don't know what wet corn smells like.
Hmm.
And marzipan.
All right.
I can see that.
Here we go. You ready for this? These are not official, by the way. These are from a third-party website.
Even better.
A second inspection has me reminded of a warm summer day.
Mm.
And like, comma? Warm, just warm summer
a warm
day.
Warm summer day and the scent of fresh-cut grass.
Okay.
That's the nose. The palate... The first sip keeps me in the summertime with a hot greeting. A hot greeting that takes a moment to settle in. As the profile begins to take shape, I'm reminded of time spent at the carnival.
Wow.
What? This person's reliving their entire childhood.
And the concessions that I may encounter, particularly buttered popcorn.
I'll give him that.
Peanut brittle.
Eh, maybe.
And finishing off with cotton candy.
No.
So there you go.
Yeah, maybe the peanut brittle
I could do
thing.
The peanut brittle, yeah. maybe the popcorn.
This is the whiskey wash giving you these. So thanks to the whiskey wash for those.
I don't know about leading off hot or whatever he said. I did not get that.
I'm reminded of a time more simple than this. Yeah. A simple time.
Werther's.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll give him the butter popcorn.
Are we over or under?
You're over.
Okay. So $30.
I mean, I'm tracking with it.
Yeah.
I think I'm buying this one.
Really?
It's
You're
good.
Buy?
It's good. In the same line as A. It's not over complicated. It's very simple, but it's still interesting. It's not watery.
Yeah.
I'm convinced it's a higher proof, but
okay.
Could totally be wrong.
Okay, what about you walk in the store and there's this and there's A?
Ooh, good question.
Knowing that this is 30 and A is 20?
It depends on what I'm buying it for. Like daily drinker, whatever, or having people over.
It would be interesting to hear your answer to this question now and then answer this question again once you know what it is.
Okay.
So you're saying it would depend on what you're going to be using it for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because a 175 volt Taylor, having people over, mixing drinks, whatever.
Yeah.
Take it out of JP's pool.
Yeah.
Throw it over ice.
Heck yeah.
Exactly. Yeah absolutely. Might still be going A, but
okay.
I think either one you come out a winner. But if you're trying to save money, you're not losing if you get A. Right.
Okay.
But B is good enough. It's got me at a buy.
All right. D-Rock?
To quote you, I ain't mad at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm at a buy too. If it's at that $30 price point.
Look at me.
I know. What the heck?
I'm at a buy.
All right.
I'd buy this. Yeah.
You've not had this before.
I've not had this. I didn't even know this existed until I saw it on the shelf today.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Watch it be like some Canadian whiskey blend.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Buys all around them both.
All right.
Who the hell am I? What happened?
I know.
You've just tamed down in 21, man. What happened?
No, the very definition of wild card is you just don't know what's going to happen. So like
trash, choose your cheers. Just wait. Yeah.
So. Exactly.
Major.
Don't know.
You awful. Don't know who distills it.
I have a guess.
You don't know definitively.
Correct.
Okay. Who do you think distilled it?
I think Tennessee Distilling distilled it.
Okay.
That's my guess. I can't find much about it, but it'll make sense.
All right.
Hmm.
The people that bottle it, are they in Tennessee?
Yes.
Okay.
What's the mash bill?
80% corn.
Huh?
10% rye, 10% malted barley.
Okay. That is a Tennessee Distilling mash bill.
Mm-hmm. That coupled with something else makes me think it's Tennessee Distilling.
92 proof.
Nope.
80.
Yep.
All right, whatever.
Does it come in a tin can?
No.
Okay.
It does not.
Oh, I like good. Yeah.
It
good
is question. Not a still house.
Okay.
Because that I know is done by Tennessee Distilling. Yes.
What's the age?
18 months.
Wow.
No, I'm sorry. 8 months.
Oh.
8 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I said that B tasted like it had more age on it than A.
Yeah, 8 months.
Interesting. And you know what's crazy too is younger whiskeys, the taste profile, it's way more grain forward and less relying on the barrel. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's not been in the barrel that long, but man, this one's got me fooled.
Yeah.
How much was this?
$30.
$30. Okay.
$29.99.
8 months. That's insane. I mean, it's not Jack.
No.
Oh, no. But it's
I don't know anything.
Similar.
Very similar, yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Is this a nearest?
No.
Meaning
it's produced similarly.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's twice charcoal mellowed.
Wow.
Interesting. But it's not Jack.
Mm-mm. Oh, but wait a minute.
But it's twice mellowed like Gentleman Jack.
Uh-huh. Same concept, yeah.
Does the bottle look like Jack?
No.
Oh, okay.
$30. Hmm. The people that bottle it, they're not the major. They're going to be craft.
It doesn't even really tell me who bottles it. It just tells me where it's from, where it's bottled, but it doesn't tell me who is bottling it.
Is this a recognizable bottle if you go in the store?
No.
Okay.
Which is why I think, personally, I honestly think that this is a brand that Tennessee Distilling is putting out.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
I can't back that up with any sort of certainty whatsoever, but that's my assumption, my theory, that they've created their own brand and that's what this is.
I don't think we're going to get it. I know I'm not going to get it.
No.
But I'm a huge fan.
All right. $30, 80 proof from Columbia, Tennessee. Daddy Rack. Tennessee
Rack.
Straight whiskey. Yeah, handcrafted in small batches with sourced high-grade corn from local farmers. Distilled and aged. I'm sorry. It's 3 years old. Where did I get eight months from?
I was going to say.
That must have been a different bottle I was looking at the store. Sorry. It's 3 years old.
All right.
And lightly toasted in charred barrels, then finally double mellowed for a pure, smooth, and complex finish. And it says, distilled and charcoal mellowed in Tennessee, bottled by Daddy Rack Whiskey, Columbia, Tennessee.
Okay.
All right. Is that Daddy Rack there on the picture?
I guess. I don't know who Daddy Rack is.
Maybe that's the guy from Tennessee Distilling.
Maybe.
So you're D-Rock. Yeah. Now that's D-Rack. So now we're going to have D-Rack on the show.
Yes,
I was going to say this is very reminiscent of the Western bit we did because one of the characters was old Daddy Rock.
Yep.
Oh, Daddy
and
Rack.
That's immediately what I thought of. And honestly, that's what I thought he would look like, is that guy on that bottle.
Yeah, I could see that.
So what's the story on these guys?
I don't know the story on these guys. I don't know what's going on. I get the daddyrack.com to find out more, I guess, but it literally just says bottled by Daddy Rack Whiskey.
Crafted by J. Arthur Rackman, a.k.a. Daddy Rack.
All
master
corn,
maker and blender.
All corn sourced from local farmers, Columbia, Tennessee. Double mellowed through maple charcoal. I don't know. Something inside my gut tells me that this is Tennessee Distilling doing their own brand, but
he's got a playlist here. Listen to it while you drink it.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. He really is a taste maker.
Let's see what's on this playlist. Oh, Tennessee whiskey.
Of course.
Time to switch to whiskey. Alabama song, one bourbon, one scotch, a lot of country.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Daniels, if you please. Well, Kid Rock.
I don't know. It looked appealing on the shelf. I'm like, yeah, this could go either way. I'm all in. And it was cheap.
All sorts of them. 50 miles of the distillery. 72 hour sour mash.
Not their distillery, but the distillery where it's distilled at.
Well, it's distilled.
Does Tennessee Distilling, do they use their own local, do they use locally sourced grains?
I don't see why they wouldn't.
You know, some people don't source, right. How some people source their rye, they're not, it's not local rye.
Right. I don't see why they wouldn't. They specifically just talk about the corn here. The corn is sourced
from.
Oh,
just the corn. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, on the bottle it says, all corn sourced from local farmers.
All right. This is great. This is good.
There it is. Two buys.
Wow, JP's lost his edge.
I misled you on the age a little bit. Yeah. Sorry, but I don't know that it made a difference. That was the other bottle I had in my hand, but I put it down and got this instead.
Okay,
it's
a good call.
All right, so on to trash your cheers.
Yeah, if that's what you think it's gonna be. She's your cheers. I mean, the color's better, right?
Yeah,
it's a little darker.
A little dark.
A little
I
bit.
Mean, but still. Light
still
copper.
Honest, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Nose doesn't scare me. Still a light nose, though.
Yeah, nothing strong.
It's been
a
running theme of these.
Nothing strong.
The no nose.
Very, very light nose.
All right.
Not a lot happening.
Cheers.
Cheers. Higher proof. Fuller flavor.
I actually really like that.
I do.
I didn't think I was going to, but I do.
I do too.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Mouthfeel hangs out for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me, tongue life.
Tongue life, there you go.
Is this sub 50?
Yep.
So a sub 50, choose your cheers.
Yeah. It's north of 100 proof.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Just barely.
Mm-hmm. Is it under or under on or...
It's under, I don't know how to do, I don't know how to.
Okay, what about over?
It's over.
Okay. So $40.
Bourbon?
No.
Rye?
Yes.
Hmm. Is it a major?
They're getting there.
they're getting there.
I'll call them a mid-major, but a very recognizable name.
Okay.
What's a mash bill?
I don't have one. It's a blend, so.
A blend of two ryes.
I couldn't find a lot of information on what the blend was. They just said they blended.
Man.
So I couldn't find a mash bill.
Is this a pinhook?
No.
Okay.
That's a good guess.
Is it Kentucky?
Yes, okay. Kentucky.
Ask the question.
Have we been to the distillery?
No.
Okay.
D-Rock, you buying this?
At $40.
Man, it's really good.
102, 101 proof. Rye.
It's butterier. Buttery? I can't ever say that word right.
Buttery?
Buttery.
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 Butter rye.
It's
butterier.
It's a butter rye.
Butterier.
Rye. Butter rye.
So you're having around $40.
Mm-hmm.
For a rye.
For 101 proof, roughly.
Yeah.
102, 103.
It's 103, by the way.
103.
Everything I can find says it's 3 years old. Or at least three. You know, the youngest in there is three.
This hasn't happened in a while.
Has it ever happened?
I don't think it's ever happened. this could be a show first, 5 seasons in.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Might be.
Just take my wallet today, man. All buys.
JD's all in on everything I brought today.
He is.
Enthusiastically in. I'm all the way in.
I think D-Rock is too.
I think I am too. Yeah.
I
can't
am
find
too.
Anything wrong with this.
I'm not a rye guy and I like this. But I just bought the whole show.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like doing mental notes in my head for that price point. What are my favorite ryes that it competes with? And it's the same quality.
Pikesville.
And caliber, yeah. Old Forester, mm-hmm. the Old Hammer, even the pinhook rye that we like.
Mm-hmm.
It's in between that $30, $40 range.
Yeah, it kind of had some of those pinhook qualities to me.
It, exactly.
Yeah.
It did.
If unless you've tasted this outside of, you know, like our friend group and I don't know about it, I don't think either one of you guys have had this yet.
Okay.
It's a recognizable name.
Mm-hmm.
It's mid-major.
Yeah.
Is it Wilderness Trail?
Nope.
How old is it?
At least 3 years.
Okay. What part of Kentucky?
The blue part.
That doesn't help me.
Freaking give it away.
We've
not been there, but we've driven by it.
Is this the Castle and Key Rye?
Yeah.
All right.
Ah.
So Pinhook was...
That's a great guess.
Pretty much.
This is Castle and Key's Restoration Rye.
Okay.
Yeah. I hadn't had it. I've seen a bunch of people talking about it. I saw it on the shelf, so I was like, all right,
yeah,
let's do it.
So how do you differentiate between this and the Pinhook rye? I guess all Pinhooks are sourced?
Well, no, because it's their own distillate now, right?
Now
the
it
rye?
Is. Before the remember, okay, episode what? One?
One.
Two?
One.
Yeah.
That was a sourced rye.
Right.
That's the one we were going nuts about because the price was like $34.
Right.
That's the rye that it reminds me of.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That sourced,
yes.
Sourced rye.
I could get on board with that.
If this is their distillate, then
as
man.
Far as I know, it is.
It is.
Distilled and bottled by Castle and Key Distillery.
I mean, hats off. That's phenomenal.
So how do you differentiate this and a Pinhook rye?
What do you mean?
They're the same place. They're distilled by the same people.
You mean the Pinhook rye we don't like?
Or what's
or
coming out? Or will they
of?
Put out a new Pinhook that they distill?
Well, they have put out a Pinhook rye that they distill. Haven't they?
So this mash bill is 63% rye, 20% malted barley, 17% yellow corn. Ride On is 60% rye, 20% malted barley, and 20% corn.
Which we liked.
Which we liked. So this is a little higher rye.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
This is a little higher rye?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
It's a
cool bottle.
Yeah, it's a really cool looking bottle.
I like the artwork.
I didn't trash anything, JD.
I don't know what just happened.
No. Yeah. Keeping you on your toes. That's what happened.
All right. So I want to bring something to the floor real quick.
Oh, boy.
You ready?
No, probably not.
All right. So, I'd like to take a little vote for the people that are listening and for people online. Anytime we have any idea about the show, we like to let listeners chime in.
Okay.
Had an idea.
Okay.
No, let me back up. Had a thought. So we always grade complexion.
Right.
Because obviously it helps people that are listening to the show. They don't know what the complexion of the...
They know what we're looking at.
Just to let them know what we're looking at. However, is there an unintended consequence in knowing what the complexion is? Are we introducing bias by seeing a complexion? Because typically in the past, we've always, light complexion, here we go.
Yes. 100% agree with you.
Yep.
So, question to everybody listening, question for people online. Should we take the complexion component of this show out of the equation? Even further, getting, whether it's Eve's blind glasses or black Glencairns to where we can't see the complexion. So, just trying to, I think we've done our due diligence in trying to get rid of any bias,
But complexion creates bias.
I think it does. Whether directly, indirectly, I think if we were honest, it can play into bias for sure.
Yeah. But if you're going to go that route, you might as well take out the smell part too. Take out the nose.
I mean, do we taste before we do the nose?
Yeah. If you want to go if we want to transition into just completely blind,
mm-hmm.
it's a black shot glass or a black Glencairn. Don't nose it. You just tip it up and sip.
Well, so when we do barrel picks,
right?
We nose the different picks before we taste it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's different though.
But those are also clear Glencairn glasses. Am I overthinking this?
No.
Just trying to think.
No, I think it's a fair statement, but I think if you're going to take the visual out of it, you've got to take the nose out of it too. That's my thought.
Okay.
I think you just pour it into a black glass and tip it up for the first sip.
And then nose it afterwards.
Yeah, and then you can go into it a little bit deeper.
Okay.
But that first sip just comes in completely blind.
I'm intrigued by that. D-Rock, Meadman, what do you guys think?
I'm in. I like that.
Did it take us 5 seasons to do this?
I know, right? Well, and we definitely discovered that we really need something like that in our Dickel shootout because the color just gave everything away.
Right.
That's what got, that's kind of what got me thinking about it.
I mean, I'm for it.
Yeah.
Did we just get a bunch of little black shot glasses or something?
Yeah, I know. I will figure out the logistics of it, but something like that.
Well, my thought, before we even do anything, it's not even our decision to make.
Right.
The people in Patreon, they get first dibs on thoughts, what we should do, and then we'll extend that out to social media at some point. Basically want to get people's thoughts. Like, what do you think? Just taking the blind, if we are the true blind taste testers on podcasting, mm-hmm. let's really hone in on that.
Right.
So we already have Danny disagreeing with us.
Okay, what's
Patreon chat. He says, I disagree completely. Visual, nose, taste are all part of drinking bourbon.
Okay.
I don't think your first sip will be the same if you don't nose it first. If you're doing a head-to-head, put it in black glasses, but nosing is a huge part of the process for me.
Nosing for sure.
I mean, I agree. I agree as part of the process of drinking bourbon, but as part of the process of drinking bourbon, knowing what it is. Like, it's hard to compare, just standard drinking bourbon to trying to drink something with absolutely no bias whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I think looking at the complexion and smelling it both play into a bias.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with Danny. Like, it's definitely part of that experience, no doubt. But in terms of context, we're trying to discern the quality and the value of something totally unbiased.
Yeah.
So
if you just want to strip everything away and go on complete polymers alone,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think you take visual and nose out of it. All right.
I don't know. I could totally be talked out of it, but I think I love the conversation.
We'll put a poll on Patreon for those guys, and then we'll put a poll over on Facebook.
Yeah.
See what everyone thinks.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Well, JP, hats off, I guess. I don't know what we do from here. Like, do we just go home? I don't like.
I did a choose your cheers, and it was a buy as well. I don't know what else I could do. What else do you want? What else do you want from me?
Drama. Where's the see? That's the drama.
Drama.
This is D-Rock drama.
It's
not JP drama.
Well, no, it is for him.
Honestly, thought Daddy Rack wasn't going to be good. So
okay,
that was going to be my like less good one, but it ended up being pretty good. Yeah. So
okay,
I don't know. I don't want to tell you.
Can you tell me where I can get some good grooming products for my beard?
I can, actually.
Okay.
There's a company called Fable Beard Company.
Uh-huh.
FableBeardCo.com. In fact, if you want some of it, you can get 20% off of it.
How do I do that?
You just enter the blue collar promo code.
Where at?
Blue collar. FableBeardCo.com.
Cool.
Now, we're not just taking a check here. Like, we actually use this stuff. It smells great.
Yeah, yeah.
Works amazing.
Yep.
Wives love it.
Yeah.
And
D-Rock's not using any of it because
he's
shaved right now. But
I'm shaved.
But apparently, we're not the only ones that love it. Apparently, those of you that are listening are like blowing up that promo code. So
you guys
appreciate
buy.
You guys. Thank
yes.
you.
Keep buying. You know what happens to me sometimes?
What's that?
I get dehydrated.
You and me both, kid.
Oh, man.
I think JD's got a remedy for it, though.
You do?
I do.
What is that?
Liquid IV.
Oh, I've heard about that
like
stuff.
Man, so I used to be like Pedialyte guy.
Did yeah.
You do the Pedialyte.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did the Pedialyte thing.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah mm-hmm. Stay hydrated. Mm-hmm. I always felt weird, like before vacation, going down the baby aisle to get
I was doing Pedialyte before they made Pedialyte for adults.
Yes.
Yeah, you were buying it in the baby product section.
Yep.
But now we're living in the future, gentlemen, because we got the little powder miracle cure.
Yeah.
Called Liquid IV. Keep all you right. hydrated.
I'm in.
They even have energy boosters mm-hmm. to help with energy.
Okay.
Vitamin boosters. Like
vitamin
boosters. Yeah, this is pretty awesome.
Surely you can get me a deal on that.
Immune boosters.
Yeah. I think we could probably get him a deal, don't you?
Yeah.
Does 25% off sound good?
Yeah, I'll take that.
All right.
Well, how do I get it?
Hop on your phone, your tablet, your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Go to liquid-iv.com.
Okay.
Go get all the things.
All the things.
And when you check out, just dump the word blue collar right in that promo code.
Okay.
And I think you get free shipping too. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. You do. Yep.
What more could you want?
Free shipping, 25% off.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Done.
And again, not getting huge checks. We're just big believers in the product.
That's right.
Yeah. It is helping out the show, but so when you purchase, it does help out the show, but we're not getting rich over here. It's
helping out the host on the show.
Yeah.
So. Yes.
All right, JP, great episode. Thanks to Restoration Rye. Thanks to Daddy Rack. Thanks to Old Taylor.
Yeah.
We got some good shows coming up too, by the way.
Oh.
We've got some big
should
guests.
Should we tease any of those?
Well, if we can't tease, we're not going to please, but we're going to please. So let's tease.
We have there's some prominent names going on this show. I'm excited about it.
I mean,
and you didn't even like football.
Uh-uh. Oh, wait. Hey, don't.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
We might have a touchdown.
Okay.
Penalty.
Oh, yeah.
It's offsides right there.
Yeah.
Roughing the passer.
I will say no more. Only stay tuned. We got a good one. So
I promise we won't throw any interceptions on this one.
No. it's gonna be a Hall of Fame show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if we need your commentary.
Oh, I see what you did there. Okay. All right.
Very nice.
All right. Well, cheers to the future then.
Cheers
yes,
to the future.
To the future.
Until next week.
Until next week.
Before we go, hit us up on Patreon, all you Patreoners.
Yep.
We need to know.
And if you want to be a Patreoner,
yes.
Patreon.com/bluecollarbourbon.
I prefer Patreonite.
Patreonite. If you want to be a Patreonite, yeah.
A patron, is what I say.
Patronian.
A patron.
Yes.
Patreon.com/bluecollarbourbon.
Let us know, should we get rid of the complexion on the show? Keep it. Let us know on socials. We'll drop the poll soon.
Yep.
Till next week.
Cheers.
Next
week.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Blue Collar Bourbon is part of the Lasting Media Network of Podcasts and is produced by John Fender, Jason Barrett, and Jonas Litton. QC by me, Meadman, and edited by Ben Delameter and JoJo. Our theme music was written and recorded by Joe Nasty. Special thanks to Red Dog Wine and Spirits and Cool Springs Wine and Spirits in Franklin, Tennessee, and Elixir Spirits in Spring Hill, Tennessee. To learn more about any of the whiskeys we taste, visit thebluecollarbourbon.com. If you'd like to support the show, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/bluecollarbourbon and take advantage of the great rewards we have to offer. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts above 0.05 BAC.